This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 60 hours, give or take, is how long the shutdown lasted. There is a deal in place that'll get things back to normal by tomorrow morning. The catch, of course, is the definition of normal. Because while we might be getting used to government by deadline and budgeting by three-week continuing resolution, that is how long today's is going to last, by the way, normal is not what this is. And yet the economy seems to be giving the not normal in Washington a pass. Patricia Cohen covers the national economy for the New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi.
Could you help me make the connection, I guess, between an accelerating economy, right, which we have, and a completely dysfunctional federal government? How do those two things work together?
Well, you know, the thing is that what we're seeing now is the economy has been surprisingly resilient. We're going to have growth numbers on Friday, but people are expecting it will be roughly in the 2.9%, 3% for the fourth quarter range. Job hiring has stayed strong. And so it's like a lot of things. The politics are one factor in the economy, but if you think of it, it's a jillion different decisions being made every day. And sometimes, in general, presidents, they get too much credit and too much blame for what happens in the economy.
Right. Well, along those lines, you know, there are poll numbers out showing that obviously the president is struggling in the polls, but economic satisfaction in this country is amazingly high. Yet another disconnect, right?
Well, I don't know if it is that disconnected in the sense of, look, since this is now we are pretty much in the longest recovery that we've seen. It hasn't been gangbusters. It hasn't been as exuberant as a lot of people would like, but it's been steady and continuing since 2010. And so it's the ship has kind of not changed all that much. Definitely there's been an uptick in consumer confidence and business confidence, and certainly the passage of the tax cuts is causing a lot of happiness in corporate circles. But, you know, the economy has been remarkably resilient for longer than a lot of people predicted.
Without getting into the weeds on the stock market, because obviously it's a many-headed beast, traders seem to have looked at the kerfuffle the last 72 hours in Washington and the prospect of more and said, yeah, whatevs, we're good.
Well, you know, the way I was thinking about it is, does it, certainly uncertainty, gridlock, all impact the market, all impact business. Business doesn't like uncertainty. Right. But then you have to ask yourself, has this shutdown given us any further insight or any indication of even greater dysfunction in Washington than we already knew existed? So, I mean, my feeling is pretty much the market has already accounted for what has basically been a very, you know, bitter and dysfunctional Congress and relationship, both between Democrats and sometimes between the president and members of his own party in Congress. And it was relatively short, the shutdown. And so I think the markets really just shrugged it off.
Let me ask you a hypothetical then. We do this all over again in what, 3 weeks, right? Like February the 8th?
That's the big... There right. So exactly. That's the big question. If it's just a matter of kind of kicking the can down the road and we're going to be exactly in the situation again next month, we're going to go through this all again. The question is whether over this next 3 weeks, will that give the breathing room so that Congress can come up with some kind of agreement to keep the government running?
Watching and waiting is where we are. Patty Cohen covers the national economy at The New York Times. Patty, thanks a lot.
Thank you.